Good morning. Good morning. What a beautiful Thursday it is. I hope you're able to enjoy the sunshine. But if you're stuck inside, maybe I can bring you a little sunshine with the works of the friends of Jack and Jill Fearons, who's the executive director and really the brains and the motivation behind it, although she's got a ton of people who do help her do all this good work. Good morning, Jill. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell my audience, because I know you've done a lot with Fun 107 and Michael Rock's been really great with you guys, but explain to my audience, who may be just hearing about the Friends of Jack for the first time, how it got started, what it is, all of that. Please.
So the Friends of Jack originated in 2019, but the work really started in about 2017. Jack is my son, and he was diagnosed at a very young age with a condition called Chiari malformation. It's a little rare in kids. You typically would see it in an older adult. Okay. So it took about 9 months for them to figure out what exactly was going on.
Right.
But we were brought into St. Luke's Hospital, whereas Boston Children's is in their ER department. We met with this incredible Dr. Brian Sard, who said something is really wrong here.
Yep.
He ambulanced us up to Boston Children's. There is where they diagnosed Jack with this rare condition. We were told immediately he would need brain surgery, which as a mom, I was like, no way.
Right.
But it was life-saving. He wouldn't have survived without it. Okay. So we went ahead and we did it with brilliant surgeons up there. Jack did very well. He was home within like 5 to 7 days, acting like his typical self again. And unfortunately, this was extremely rare as well. 3 years later, when he turned 5, it developed again. Mm-hmm. And Chiari doesn't typically grow back, but his sort of grew back with a vengeance.
Okay.
So we went back in for another surgery, thinking we were just going to have the same outcome. And our outcome was actually very different. And Jack ended up on life support for quite some time. Mm-hmm. We spent about months at Boston Children's, whereas he had probably 7 brain surgeries. We had to learn how to really kind of do everything again.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day that we were bringing Jack home, he developed hydrocephalus, which is a fancy term for water on the brain.
Okay.
And so again, they put a programmable shunt in, which Jack still lives with and will have to live with forever. He has the shunt goes from the brain to the belly, and mm-hmm. it drains his excessive fluid
okay.
that collects in the brain. And we've had a few hiccups with that, but I was so extremely fortunate at
yes.
Boston Children's that Jack is one of 6, and I never left his side.
Right.
Whenever we did, we'd have minor complications, so it was just best for me to stay put. But I saw a lot of children that weren't so lucky
right.
as Jack.
Yes.
And so I knew we needed to do more.
Right.
So when I got discharged from the hospital, I went straight to St. Luke's and said, "You saved Jack's life. What can I do for
right.
you?" So we started fundraising for them. In the first year, we were able to bring in about $150,000. Then we did it again the following year. All of that money went directly to pediatrics. And that's when I realized, wait a second, we're not capturing every kid
right.
on the South Coast.
Right.
So the Friends of Jack originated. And in the years that we have been established, the 7 years, we're close to raising almost $4 million.
It's incredible.
100% of that goes back. And it doesn't just go, mainly it goes to healthcare for South Coast Health, for St. Anne's, Hasbro, Boston Children's, wherever there is a need,
mm-hmm.
they can reach out to us. We fund the salaries of child life specialists, which is if anyone's ever had one, you'll see them in the ED or inpatient or surgical. They just make the overall experience a little bit better for kids.
We're speaking with Jill Fearons. She's from the Friends of Jack, the creator of it, the ongoing energy behind it, but with a lot of other volunteers. Explain what those people do for families who have children in trouble.
So the child life to me is just as important as a physician treating
yeah.
your child. They come in and they try and ease the fear of the child and what's going on, but more so they also educate the families on, you know, some terminology that the child may be having. Or in my case with Jack, he was on life support. They weren't there for him. They were really there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And George and my other kids introducing like what was going on with Jack and making
right.
it much less scary. So they overall, yes, they're there for the patient and the child, but really they're there for the family, and they do incredible work.
And they have to be funded through a vehicle like yours, a nonprofit.
Absolutely. Right. Yes, they are not. There isn't in the budget for right. that. Pediatrics in general hemorrhages money. There is no money in peds.
Okay.
So we are grateful to have like the best of the best in yes. our community. So the Friends of Jack, we absolutely try and give them equipment that they need and support that they need. And we like to say we don't really like to use the word no.
Right.
So we always say we'll figure it out and
right.
we can make things happen. And over those 7 years, we've been able to do a lot.
How do people get involved with the Friends of Jack?
Typically, we start working with a lot of schools and okay. families. Kids love to volunteer for us, and I love to have kid volunteers because mm-hmm. I think it's important to teach them how to give back at a very young age.
Right.
So we do a lot of volunteer opportunities for families, but a lot of times they'll just find us on the website or they'll come to one of our events and realize how much we do without knowing,
right.
and they reach out and just want to help.
Jill, what if someone wanted to write a check right now to you? How would they do that?
They would just reach out to me on the website.
Okay.
I do have this sort of policy of anyone that really does want to write us a check. I want them to get to know me first and get to know the organization
sure.
and make sure it's where they want their money to go.
Right.
The best part about us is they can actually tell me where they want their money to go.
Okay.
And we will absolutely make sure that happens on their behalf.
You do a tremendous amount of work, and I put together a meeting, Michael Rock and I, with Senator Montigny. That had a really nice outcome, we think.
Oh, he was incredible. Yeah. He was incredible. Senator Montigny was incredible. He does the right thing in the community. He values the work that we do with kids, and it was such a pleasure to mm-hmm. meet him. Like, it really was. He was like, it was like sunshine for me when I left that day, because
right.
I hadn't had the opportunity to meet him.
Right.
We knew of each other.
Sure.
But walking out that day, like, it was just incredible, actually, to hear him.
Right.
Yeah, and to meet him and what he's done for us,
yes.
you know, thus far, you know, helping us secure some funding. And, I mean, it really meant a lot to us.
We're speaking with Joe Fearons from the Friends of Jack. It's incredible. You've been through what mothers out there are going to go through.
Right.
Right. Quite frankly, it's amazing. Children who would have died are now going to live. Where is Jack now?
Jack is incredible. He just finished his freshman year at St. George's High School. He's going into his sophomore year. He plays golf. He plays piano. Like, you would never know. You would never, never know. It's such a gift
right.
to have him. And I always tell parents, it doesn't, yes, my situation was extremely scary. It was, you know, it was detrimental. But when your child is sick, right. it doesn't matter what they have. It's very scary for parents. We want to help alleviate that by helping give like programs and mm-hmm. some of the things that we can do in the community. And there really isn't anything that we don't try and help with. And not just in hospitals. We're in all police cars, ambulances,
yes.
child and family services. Wherever a child is at risk, we always want to be able to try and do something for them.
You do a lot with the local public schools as well.
We do. We do a lot with the public schools, mainly around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
We do, it's called the Red Tutu Challenge. And what happens is we work with all of the districts in communities from Wareham to Fall River. And we truly are sort of Santa. None of the families know we exist. We work closely with the principals or mm-hmm. the teachers of the school, as well as the fire departments.
Mm-hmm.
We go in, we find out which families are in need mm-hmm. that year. Not always, you know, they may not need help every year, but they just had a rough year.
Sure.
We get the kids' lists. We shop off the lists. We deliver in bags with their like family letter. I assign everybody a letter so nobody knows. Nobody knows it's us. And we do like 1,200 to 1,400 kids a year.
It's wild.
And it's really in all of the school systems, but it's one of my favorite things that we do.
Absolutely.
And that the community really gets behind. We have sponsors of that, and you know, companies like Milestone Mortgage, they help us. We pretty much shut down Target for 2 hours and
really?
We shop for these kids. Like, the community is really behind this
yeah.
and it has grown substantially. Every year it'll continue to grow, but we personally shop for the kids, so they're going back to school with the same toys their friends have.
Okay.
You know, that's very important.
It's very important.
It's very important. We never want a child to feel different.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
No matter the circumstance.
Absolutely. Jill Fearons from the Friends of Jack. I know Michael Rock's been involved with you guys for a number of years.
Yeah, he has sat on the board from the very beginning. Like,
really?
He is. Michael Rock has been part of us since the very beginning of this. And the whole, you all here at Fun 107 are incredible.
Yeah.
You support us in a major way.
he pulled me in and gave me my marching orders, and I think we produced.
You absolutely did, Chris.
So we're happy to do it because I, you know, all the work you guys do. I know Senator Montague was very impressed with it. Audra, who's you know in his on his staff, very impressed with the work you do, because again, when a family finds out their kid is sick, and then they hit the hospital, and it's all new to them. You guys are there for them.
Yeah, 100%. And there's so much that we do that can't be talked about because it's kids, and right. We're never going to expose kids. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's just all in the day's work for us. So we get random requests all the time. And part of, I always say I'm so fortunate because our donors donate and I get to benefit because I get to see the impact that's, sure. that's being happened. You right. know, like I have the best job.
Right.
I really do.
Jill, we appreciate you doing it. And we're so happy to hear that Jack is in school. You wouldn't even know.
Never know.
That he was sick.
He's amazing. You would never know. You would never know. A lot of times we have to retell the story because it's been so long and right. people forget. But no, you would never know. He's amazing.
It is. And people out there who are going through this now, how do they get in touch with you?
Definitely. My number is on the website.
Okay.
Like, definitely reach out to me, thefriendsofjack.org.
Okay.
Because sometimes parents just need to talk mm-hmm. to me. And like, we're very, very good at being able to help like navigate the healthcare system for them because yeah. it can be overwhelming
sure.
of like where appointments they can go. A lot of people don't even know that Boston Children's has their physicians down here in the North Dartmouth location outside of St. Luke's.
Right.
They have their own building that almost every specialist is in. So if you like have trouble, I call going to Boston the $100 a day, because by the time you take off of work and you drive up and you buy the balloon and you wait at Boston Children's, those physicians, which are still the team A physicians, okay. are right here in our community. And that a lot of people don't know.
No, they don't.
And it really benefits parents that like can't afford to take a day off of work right. or, you know, but you're still getting the same treatment
yeah.
down here. And that is like very, very important. And then when you bring your child into St. Luke's, they are being seen by the best of the best in the world.
How important is St. Luke's?
I mean, St. Luke's to me is like where our relationship is so close, as well as Boston Children's relationship with us, as well as you can't forget Hasbro, which right. is only 45 minutes away.
Right.
I mean, we really have like top notch here. And that's like, that's what makes South Coast so special. A lot of people don't have that.
No.
But we do. So like, you know, if you bring your child into any St. Luke's hospital, to be honest, Charlton or Toby, they're going to be seen by the best.
Right.
But if you are, it's a little bit more, you know, concerning and stuff, they get them right over to St. Luke's. We have the inpatient unit, which is fully staffed by Boston Children's physicians.
Jill Fearons is my guest. Jill, I really appreciate everything you've been doing with the Friends of Jack. We'll continue to do with the support from this community. Finally, if somebody wants to get involved, if they need your services, or if they want to help you continue to provide this incredible service, what's the website? How do they get in touch with you?
Friendsofjack.org. Go right on there. There's a page. There's a link that you can click right into me. I get back to people every day. My number is on there. It's public. Like, we are always here to help whatever needs. Or, you know, all of the pediatricians know of us. Mm-hmm. The physicians know of us. The police. Anywhere that you can get, you just kind of say our name and right. they'll connect them to me.
Jill, so much. I really appreciate you making some time for me this morning.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
Thanks for coming in, Jill.
Thank you.
All right, guys, we're going to stick around. We'll have a little bit over phones, then we'll have Rick Trapillo, Fairhaven candidate for the select board, who brought in muffins. Rick never shows up empty-handed. I do appreciate that about them. Take a break. We'll be right back. Stick around.
South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Welcome back to the program. Again, I want to thank Jill Fearons from the Friends of Jack. They do incredible work. As I said, I was really impressed with them. And we had a meeting with Senator Montigny and Michael Rock. And we think they deserve the support that they're getting. They do tremendous, tremendous work. Make the safe choice this spring with Citywide Glass. Does your windshield have a big crack in your view? Have you woken up to vandalism overnight? Don't stress. Call the pros at Citywide Glass. They can repair or replace your auto glass quickly and safely. And the remote tech teams will come right to you. You don't have to go to them. They'll come right to your home or your workspace. Your windshield can be replaced while you're at home, at work, on the job site, even at a shopping center for no extra charge. Life is busy. Let Citywide Glass make your auto glass repair easy. Citywide Glass, make the safe choice. Visit citywideglass.net. They're also located in Dartmouth and Fall River. We're now joined by Rick Trapillo. Rick's a frequent name in most people's households. Rick, of course, a local businessman, lives in Fairhaven. He's running for the select board. Never comes empty-handed, always brings muffins, things like that. Thanks, Rick, for doing that. How you doing, my friend?
Chris, I'm doing excellent. I love bringing you in muffins this morning from Scramblers. I always give you a little variety.
Yes.
Chris, I am doing awesome. As you know, we have our townwide election coming up this Tuesday, June 9th. The polls open, so everybody knows, at 10 o'clock. And why I'm doing excellent, Chris, by moving this election to June, it's really given me time post-town meeting, which was May 2nd, to spend a tremendous amount of time in the community, door knocking, going to beautiful coffees. A wonderful woman, Tracy Travers, did something from St. Joe's. Being out in the community at the senior center, meeting with the veterans to understand the issues of the town. So I'm really coming into this election very knowledgeable, very understanding for what some of the core values are of this town. So feeling really good going into election day in June.
What are you hearing as you're meeting people? What are they telling you their concerns are, Rick Trapillo?
Their concerns are everyday lives. Okay. And these are parents with children in schools. These are seniors. And these are, Chris, particularly, it's really concerning. Seniors that are on fixed incomes. Mm-hmm. And they're all worried about making ends meet. And they're all saying to me, Rick, you're a business person.
Right.
Please do not force me, if you're elected to this position of select board, drive me out of my home.
Right.
I'm barely making ends meet.
Right.
And that is a heartbreaking comment to hear from people that they're living month to month and worried about whether their taxes on their homes that they've lived in for 20, 30, 40 years, some of these senior citizens, they're going to be required to sell. And conversely, Chris, for young families trying to come in, how do they afford with increasing prices, increasing taxes, et cetera? So it's really, it's the issue, Chris, for the community.
Cost of living.
Cost of living, taxes.
Taxes.
And as you know, which really is the major point on this election for myself as a select board member, is the question of the override.
How do you feel about it?
Very directly, Chris.
Sure.
I'm opposed to it.
Okay.
And I'm opposed to it fundamentally for many different reasons. Town government is saying we want to have more taxes. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying to town government, no, as a business person, you need to do a better job and you need to understand the residents, the citizens, the hardworking people of this community that can't pay more. So this budget process, and I've attended many of the meetings from our joint school, FinCom, select board meetings, FinCom meetings independently, where we started off, Chris, with a budget deficit from $1.5 million down to $1 million. And what was approved at town meeting, which is in front of the voters this Tuesday, is an override request for $649,178.
Right.
That number, Chris, is just the tip of the iceberg because next year, next year, the numbers presented by our wonderful assistant town administrator, Ann Carrero, we have a $3.1 million shortage. And then the following year, we have a $4.2 million shortage.
Right.
So this override doesn't solve the problem. It just puts another brick on the shoulders of residents.
Right.
So I'm opposed to it fundamentally, Chris.
Rick Trapillo is my guest. He'll be on the ballot June 9th in the town of Fairhaven. Everybody should get out and vote, no matter how you're voting, in the election. Also, the override will be on that as well. It's up to you personally what you're going to do. Rick, what skills have you learned in the private sector that you think benefit the town of Fairhaven if you're elected?
I'm a business executive. I've earned my master's in business administration at night schools. I have been the president of a company. I have had to make tough decisions with budgeting. Mm-hmm. And people say that town government is not like business. They're wrong.
Right.
Town government is exactly like business, except the caveat that if town government does not adhere to the fact that they cannot put their problems on the residents, they have to solve it. And that's what I want to bring to the select board, Chris, as one of five members. And what I want to say to the select board is we can do a better job.
Okay.
We have so much opportunity in this town to make the budget work for schools, for police, for fire, essential services, without putting the burden on the taxpayers. So one of the solutions that I want to propose, mm-hmm. which is really a spinoff and something that I've been working on.
Okay.
I've been the chair of the Atlas TAC working group.
Yes.
And there we were charged by the select board, working with our great town administrator, Mr. Hickey, who's really filled a vacuum void, to say, help present to us a white sheet, a solution to a Superfund site that has been in the heart of our community. So we put together 13 wonderful people that have really presented an opportunity. I'm hoping by year end that something major will happen for those local residents to take down that remaining structure. So my idea, Chris, first and foremost, I have a three-part plan if elected to the select board. First, it's something that I want to have the select board approve, reporting to the town administrator. It would be an efficiency working group.
Okay.
That would be made up of very smart financial people, business people who love this community. The town could go out, Chris, and hire consultants for $500,000, $1 million,
yes.
but they don't have the vested interest. Take the people in the town that love this town and have them go across every department in the town to look at real cost savings, look at issues such as outsourcing, privatization. How can town government do a better job before asking the residents to pay more?
We have Rick Trapillo. He's my guest here. About 30 minutes, he'll be here with us. He's taking your questions, too, at 508-996-05. Out of the interest of everybody, please limit the preamble. You're not going to Perry Mason anybody into doing saying something. So please limit the preamble, although ask your questions. I encourage everybody to call in. Rick, I've asked the other people who are running for the open seats on the select board this question as well. What's your opinion of the 40B development on Huddleston Avenue, close to the Mattapoisett line?
The 40B development is something that the town needs for housing. We need it.
Okay.
But, Chris, if elected to the select board, we should not simply roll over. Mm-hmm. It is by right, mm-hmm. and they're coming in with the term friendly 40B. If on the select board, I'm going to ask tough questions. I'm going to ask the design. I'm going to ask the number of units. Does it really have to be 200 units?
Right.
I'm going to ask questions such as, there are conservation issues which have been brought to the forefront.
Okay.
Does the development meet those conservation issues which are very important to the community? So I am going to work on behalf of the benefit of the town, not just sit there and listen to a developer say, I want to put in 220 units. So I will always take the best interest of the town first.
508-996-05. That's how you can get on the air. Good morning. Thank you for holding. You're live with Rick Trapillo. You're on the air.
Hi, Rick. My name's Dave Gerber. I'm on the Atlas TAC working group with you.
Hey, David. How are you this morning?
Good. I'm glad that you ended up making it on the show. I actually was curious, with your success with the Atlas TAC working group, is there another issue in town that you think forming another working group would be beneficial for the town?
Yes, David. I was just expressing to Mr. McCarthy.
Thanks for the call.
The idea to have an efficiency working group to, first and foremost, I have a three-part plan to look at how we can be more efficient as a town government and to go from schools, police, fire, down the line to say, where can we save money? How can we do a different type of business structure fundamentally to save tax dollars for the town of Fairhaven? And the second part of my plan is, Chris, it is really being a loud, vocal pain in the butt to Beacon Hill.
Right.
Our state aid has reduced dramatically. And if elected to the select board, I want to galvanize support to do a petition.
Okay.
And I would go out to every one of the local communities first on the South Coast, and then go across every municipality in Massachusetts. And I would do it to the select boards, and then I would ask our superintendent of schools to go out to every school to say to the governor, we want more Chapter 70 funding. We want more money from the general fund. And Chris, we've talked about this for a couple of years now with Mr. Saunders on the select board to get money from the rainy day fund.
Right.
Because Chris, nationally, we only get 26 cents in the dollar. We're ranked about 40th in the country in terms of what the governor gets back to us. That alone could dramatically change the financial picture of this town. So I desperately want to be a voice to fight to get more funding back into our community.
508-996-0. Rick Trapillo, remember, the election is June 9th. So get out and vote in Fairhaven. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Hi, Rick. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Good morning. I was calling because all three candidates are running on transparency and honesty within the select board. I'm wondering what your specific philosophy is on transparency and communication between the select board and the residents.
That's an excellent question. Transparency has to take place at the select board level. They're our executive body. So first and foremost, if I look at, as we're talking about the budget, I looked at the budget that was evolving from a $1.5 million deficit to down to town meeting, we're now looking for $649,178. There were so many discussions that took place that residents don't know. For instance, how did we decide to cut the animal shelter? Why did we have no lifeguards and then lifeguards are back? How did we lose a tourism director when we get $400,000 in tax revenues from our hotels? So if elected, on day one, I'm going to ask Ann Carrero, who is a phenomenal CPA, knows our books inside and out, to provide two pieces of information that would be published. Number one, I want to provide Chris and to this young lady that just called in a three-year business forecast.
Okay.
Best case, worst case. Mm-hmm. Are we $3.1 million short as a best case? Or is that the worst case? So I want to let the residents know up front so they can participate. And then I want to do a balance sheet. That question was asked at town meeting. So I want to present numbers to the community at the beginning of the process. Mm-hmm. And on day one of the election, we're only 11 months away from when the warrant has to produce. So I think the select board needs to act as your financial body to look 3, 4, 5 years down the road. So for me, that's transparency, that it's taxpayers' money. Chris, there was one term that I love hearing, and you served on a select board at a very young age.
Yeah.
And it's this term called free cash.
Right.
And it kind of threw me. So I looked in and I peeled the onion back. Free cash is not free cash.
Right.
This year in our budget process, and it really relates to transparency, we're asking the residents for an override. But free cash, which is taxpayers' hard-earned money, which was not spent at various department levels, which is accumulated,
right,
we are spending this year on capital projects $1.9 million in capital projects. So I don't know about you, Chris, but I think you're the same as me that if I'm asking people for money,
right,
I'm not going out and buy a new car. So right. I would look at that as conflicting to the taxpayers. So that is the whole thing about transparency. You share numbers, you share what you're going to spend on, and you let the people know, yes, we are facing very difficult future financially.
Rick Trapillo is a candidate for the select board here in Fairhaven. The election is June 9th. Rick, you famously bought the Six Bristol Club, then turned it into a marvel, you know, updated it and everything else. It was wonderful before, but you really updated it and made it into a really pleasant experience for the customers. I was a regular there. Talk about what you learned in the restaurant, the director dealing with the consumer, and how that'll impact your term on the select board.
Chris, I had an incredible career in corporate America.
Right.
I was president and GM at a firm, and I basically got burnt out with traveling. I was gone 50 to 60% of my time.
Where were you going to?
I was going to Japan. Right. I was going to Belgium. I was going to every place but home.
Right.
People would say, "Where's the best place you ever been?" And I would say that American Airlines flight when I was getting there and heading home.
Right.
It's not the glamour.
What I'm saying is you weren't traveling to Boston or New York. You were going all over the world.
I was going all over the world.
So then what happened?
So I got burnt out.
Yeah.
I literally left my wife's store, Margaret's Boutique, and driving down the street, and I saw a gentleman put on a for sale sign up in that building. And I said, I'm going to buy that.
Okay.
And I called my wife up, and she said, Richard, you don't know your blank from your elbow. And I said, but I do know manufacturing. Mm-hmm. I do know quality, and I love being with people.
Okay.
And we bought it, and with her great taste, because she's a designer, and yeah. I'm a Polish guy, I'd be wearing plaid on plaid, Chris, if I didn't have her dress me every day.
Right.
But we made a beautiful business,
yeah.
And we took it from nothing to a very successful mm-hmm. business. Because of a great menu, consistent quality, and right. great people we had. And also that community here in the South Coast, we had customers from Fairhaven, from Dartmouth, from New Bedford. So for me, it was an absolutely wonderful experience. I never worked so hard in my life being in the restaurant business.
Right?
Trust me. It was intense.
Speaking of that, they being on the select board takes up a lot of time.
Yes.
Share with us the availability you have to do the job. Think, obviously, you know about that. You wouldn't have signed up for it. But some people find they do, and they can. Talk about your schedule and your availability for the town.
Great question. What I'm doing now, Chris, is after taking a little bit of time off, I've always had my brokerage license. And very proudly, I met two absolutely wonderful people, Laurie and Kevin Neary.
Okay.
They're the founders, owners of Coastal Realty.
Okay.
They both business brokerage and real estate and residential. I joined their firm.
Okay.
And I'm having a ball. I'm meeting so many wonderful people on the commercial side, working with business owners. So my schedule is open
in
real estate. I have an office in New Bedford where their corporate headquarters are. So I'm involved in that there. But I'm ready, willing, and able to put in 40, 60, 80 hours into this process, especially in year one, Chris, because we are looking at an iceberg facing the Titanic, if our numbers are correct for 3.1. So I have a tremendous amount of time available, tremendous amount of energy, and I truly like one of the votes that the select board did in unison, in which they said to the town, hey, we have a stipend, I think it was about $8,000, $9,000. We're waiving that. So I'm not doing this for money, Chris.
Okay.
I'm doing this because I love this town.
Right.
And that's one of the words, Chris. I see a lot of signs out around town. I'm opposed to the override, or I'll vote for the override because I love this town. I can tell you, Chris, that every person that I've met that's opposed to the override loves this town dearly.
Right.
And they probably built this town over the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we all love this town. We just all need to, after the election, whatever the vote is, mm-hmm. come together to solve the future financial problems, because we truly have a broken financial model in the town, Chris.
We have Rick Trapillo. He's a candidate for the select board here in Fairhaven. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be back. Do you know that it's propane month? It's propane month, and Columbus Energies is showing folks just like you how much propane can do for their home. Learn more about the opportunities propane brings by visiting www.columbusenergies.com/propane. Propane can, if you let it, heat your home, fuel your appliances, fire up your grill, keep your generator ready. We're almost into hurricane season, so make sure you got a generator, and it uses propane. One fuel and a whole lot of value. If you're thinking about switching to propane, and why wouldn't you be, Columbus Energies will handle the entire process for you with safety and simplicity in mind. Safety comes standard with every Columbus Energy propane visit. But here's, I've got to imagine, you're not really that interested or care that much about what type of fuel you use. You care about the costs, right? So go right to columbusenergies.com and go to their calculator. They will figure it out for you. You and Columbus Energies can figure it out together. Whether propane is more cost effective for you than electrical, okay? Than electric heat, electric service to your home. Is propane more efficient, more cost effective? You and Columbus Energies can figure that out together. Go to their website, use the calculator, be informed. Now, if you need any sort of a delivery of propane or a few honest answers, give Columbus Energies a call. They are personal friends of mine. John Mastrodomo is a great guy. He owns Columbus Energies. Give him a call. His incredible staff will help you figure it out. We'll be right back. If you're on hold, stay there. More with Rick Trapillo when we come back.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health. Advanced medicine, more care.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back to the program. This hour is brought to you by the cold beer and the world's best chicken wings at Rose Alley Ale House in downtown New Bedford. Beautiful day to sit on the deck at Rose Alley in downtown New Bedford. We're joined by Rick Trapillo. Rick is running for one of the open seats on the Board of Selectmen of the Select Board here in Fairhaven. Rick, the police, fire, EMS, very important to the residents of Fairhaven. Your thoughts about public safety and the fact that you got to pay good people decent money to keep them around. Other towns are always trying to compete for our police and fire and EMS. Your theories on that, Rick Trapillo?
They are the backbone of the community.
Right.
And I had the pleasure to go out and meet with our police chief, a great guy. There, Chris, you need to make sure that we have the funds mm-hmm. to provide public service. Mm-hmm. So part of myself saying to do a deep dive with this efficiency group and joining the select board is to make sure that across every department, we're not wasting money.
Right.
Because the essential services for police and fire have to be maintained. Because when we pick up the phone and dial 911, there is a fire, there is some disturbance, they come. Right. They provide the service. So we have to provide the opportunity to hire the right people, to train them, to have the right equipment for our police, for our fire, their hazmat suits, that they have the right equipment, etc. So municipal government has a responsibility to make sure every dollar is wisely invested from the taxpayers. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want to do. I want to look across a fresh start, clean sheet. No opinion when we start this process, but to say, how can we do a better job to take every taxpayer's dollars and have them more efficiently? So, yeah, they are fundamental to the community, Chris, and we need to support those men and women.
Rick Trapillo is my guest. We've got other people on hold who want to speak with him. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Rick. I don't have a question. I just wanted to call in and show my support for Rick. I'm a young mom with a young family. I've grown up in this town, and I really feel like Rick will be the balance in the select board that we need. I want to be able to raise my children here. I want to feel good about staying here. And my entire family is voting for Rick on June 9th. So thank you, Rick.
Thank you. That was a very nice compliment. Yeah, as I said, we all love this town. We all want the best for this town, and especially you, Miss, as a young mom. I want to work on behalf of your children to make sure that the schools have the money, the police have the money, and that you're not taxed out of your home. So we have serious work to do, but Chris, we created this financial problem, and we can solve it
right.
if we work together.
Rick, as a member of the business community, you know something about starting a business, keeping them going. How do we recruit more businesses to town? That seems to me we need more money. Well, we're not going to get it from the residents. We've got to get it from the growing economic base, right?
Chris, you asked an awesome question, and that was the third part of my plan.
Okay.
First, let's look at town government to make it more efficient. Secondly, let's go to the state to get back our tax dollars. And third, we need to grow organically our revenue.
Right.
And that's not by increasing taxes. So we need a true, true economic development person okay. in the town. And that person needs to be able to talk with developers.
Yes.
The Knowles.
Right.
Have a serious business conversation. they need to be able to go out to talk to the people at the plazas to say, we've approved a 40-hour development. What can you do to make that more community-driven? What can you do to make that? And I've always given the example when I served on the planning board and approved the 40-hour development with my colleagues. What can you do to make that look more like Mashpee Commons? Because
right.
Think about it, Chris. If we could do something to have restaurants, shops, housing in those two plazas which are really void, how nice would that be? Look at the Citizens Bank building. Do something with that right. That's been vacant.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. More with Rick Trapillo, candidate for the Board of Selectmen of the Select Board here in Fayetteville. The election is June 9th. Be there. Be an opponent to democracy. You don't want to be that.
To me via email. Last night, Chris, at the Striper 13 event,
yes.
I had a lot of people say, hey, Rick, great job. Thank you for being a voice for the people. Please put some signs out. So I'm very accessible, and I also plan to be extremely accessible post-election,
yes.
Where I will actually ask to have a space in the town hall to have office hours.
Oh, beautiful.
To keep listening to people, because, Chris, I grew up with the expression, we have two ears and one mouth. Listen
right.
Twice as much as we talk. And I know that's hard saying to you as yeah. a radio announcer. But,
I'd go off the air if that's what I'd
exactly.
did.
Exactly.